You know, I get a kick out of these Marines who say, oh, I love the way Bush is handling foreign policy. He's a genius. I love the way he's handling the economy. I love the way he's handling the war. I like how he's handling America's standing worldwide. Bush is the man. Well, let's take a look. I got a couple of quotes for you. Let's take a look at how we're doing overseas. Now, this is the reaction to the alleged abuse of prisoners. Oh, and one other thing, sidebar, I guess everybody knows this already, but just let me make the point. In the USA Today, they intentionally, just to protect Bush, they said, oh, they made the prisoners stack up in a pyramid. Now, if you got your clothes on, playing pyramid might be kind of fun. Hey, we're prisoners, we've got nothing to do, let's make a pyramid. Sure. But, you know, when you take a guy's pants off and you have the other guy climb on top of him, now see, that's a whole other thing. USA Today, the point wasn't the pyramids. The point was you left out the word naked. You left out the word nude. You left out the word humiliation. And it's my understanding, don't know a lot about POW warfare and that, but it's my understanding that's one of the first things you do. First things you do is you make a man take his pants off. Now, already, you're getting all weirded out. What do they got planned for me? Why can't I have my pants? What's the plan? You know, you take a man's pants off. I imagine you take anyone's pants off, but she's POW, you're going to take her pants off to rape her. You take a man's pants off, it's like, well, are you going to hook me up to some wires? You know, I mean, that's, you take a man's pants off, that's a whole weird deal. But USA Today, protecting Bush, did not include the word naked, nude, or humiliation. All they said in USA Today was they had him make a pyramid. Okay, so protect Bush, continuing. The images beamed around the world on television and reprinted in newspapers has sparked outrage across the Muslim world. Quote, our revulsion at the sadistic and shameful nature of the treatment given to the prisoners is shared by people across the globe. Pakistani, our ally, Foreign Minister Spokesman Masood Khan. Oh, is this that same? No, he was AQ Khan. This is a new Khan. Khan! I'm as bad with names as Bush is. Nasiruddin Issa, Secretary General of Malaysia's largest opposition party, the fundamentalist Pan-Malaysian Islamic Party, said the despicable acts prove the double standards of America, a country that always preaches human rights to the rest of the world. The U.S. and British troops must leave Iraq immediately. Way to go, Bush. Quote, the morals of coalition occupation forces, the morals of, ready? The morals of coalition occupation forces, there is not an H in force. The morals of coalition occupation forces are despicable, said Dayan Syamsuddin, Secretary General of the Indonesian Ulema Council, a group of influential clerics. Oh, Christ. Read for a living. Last one. The Afghan Foreign Ministry spokesman Omar Samad also warned that any sign of widespread mistreatment in Iraq could set back U.S. efforts to win over skeptical Afghans. So here we go. Bush and Powell and Cheney and Rumsfeld promised that we are going to be welcomed like the U.S. soldiers were welcomed in Paris in 1945. They were going to line the streets and cheer and throw roses and blow kisses. The women were going to lay all the men, and it was just going to be the big party, and oh, thank you. And all. But no, what we got was a rocket-propelled grenade and a truck bomb followed by a bomb in the road. And then these pictures get out, these idiots. Could it be worse? You know, we're trying to do a little comedy show here. How are we going to do a comedy show when it could hardly get worse? Oh, but it will. Today is May 2. Trust me, by next show, it'll be worse. It just keeps getting worse and keeps... Oh, but we're going to turn over to him on June 30th. That's a fact, because Bush does not make mistakes. He can't think of a mistake he's ever made, and he decided to do that June 30th thing. And since he makes no mistakes, June 30th it is. We may have to turn it over to some 9-year-old, someone who doesn't know better than to take control. You got a 3-way civil war. The only thing worse than a civil war is a 3-way civil war. The Sunnis and the Kurds and the Shiites and everybody is just going to be the most massive circle jerk in Middle East history. And when you get a circle jerk of magnitude over there, you got you a circle jerk. What the hell are they going to do? What... Do you know what happens if Bush wins another? Take that back. You know what happens if Bush wins the election? Think if he's got 4 more years. Think how he's acted so far. Think how much worse he can act when he's never got to face the voters again. If he never, ever has to face the voters again, he will show us what crazy does. We're about to see crazy. The only consolation I got is when they start going after people with websites, I can't be first. Surely there's got to be some pages as they went down more than barkup.com. Surely they'll go after, BuzzFlash is bigger than we are. Just kidding, guys, over the BuzzFlash. But, yeah, when they start grabbing websites, I'll be producing barkup.com from Canada. Thank you. I love this next story. Hotel turns away heterosexual couples. Key West, Florida. Three heterosexual couples said they were turned away from a hotel in this gay-friendly tourist spot because of their sexual orientation. The six were vacationing with a gay couple and had reservations at a hotel called Big Ruby's. I'll be darned, that's where we stayed. When the three straight couples were turned away, the manager literally said, "We don't want you here," said Jim Perry, who was vacationing with his partner and straight friends. The group was already settled in their rooms Wednesday when the manager told the straight couples they would have to leave, citing a policy of not allowing heterosexuals on the property, Perry said. Quote, he said he had to appeal to the majority, and the majority of guests wouldn't want straight people there. The six were allowed to stay one night, but had to check out Thursday morning, Perry said. Big Ruby's did not immediately return a phone call message Friday. Key West has a city ordinance that prohibits discrimination by sexual orientation in housing and lodging. Violators can face a civil citation and be fined up to $500. Now, isn't that cool? Can you imagine what it's like? Apparently, the straight people involved were gay-friendly if they were vacationing with a gay couple. But just the idea, no, you're the wrong sexual orientation. You can't stay here. I love it. And all the straight people are saying, what? What do you mean? Well, this isn't fair. Oh, well, now it's different, isn't it? Oh, yeah, now it's all different. Now that the majority has been denied, now they maybe had their eyes opened a little bit. Because you're not supposed to discriminate against anybody. I don't know, this was in the Tulsa World. It appears to be a real news item. I don't know if Big Ruby's was kidding, if they're trying to make a point, if they're trying to get some publicity. It's kind of hard to imagine a hotel seriously not allowing straight people to stay there, especially when it's against the law. But isn't it something? All of a sudden, you can just see a bunch of Jerry Falwell's down there. What do you mean I can't stay in your hotel because I'm straight? This isn't right. That you can't discriminate against us. After they lead the charge in God's name, God wants you to hate the faggots. God hates fags. Remember that fellow in the Kansas church that shows up at every high-profile gay funeral with his God hates fag signs? Because that's how they make their money, the sons of bitches. They prey on people's fears. God doesn't want you to be nice to gays. If you're nice to gays, you're going to hell. You might turn into one. God's abomination. God's big mistake. You don't want to be God's big mistake. You want to discriminate against those faggots because they're no good. They're not like me and you. They're not normal. They may work and pay taxes and become pillars of the community, but we don't like them because they're not like us. Randy Rhodes was talking yesterday about now that they kind of, sort of, maybe kind of turned the corner on blacks, now all they got left is gays and foreigners. So it's the gays, it's the faggots that's going to cause all the trouble now. So that's why Bush is going to make this election about A, who's going to save you from Osama, and B, oh, the gays, oh, they're going to turn you gay, oh, here come the gays with their agenda, oh, the gay agenda, oh, no, here comes the gay agenda. I love his hotel story. I would like to send him a Bark Cop sticker or something to me, unless they're crazy people. If they were doing it to make a point, all power to them. Let's hear it for Big Ruby's in Key West. I wish I knew more about the law, which is hard to do because America is such a silly-ass country. We've got 50 sets of laws. Say the average state has 80 counties. Texas probably has 150. Rhode Island's probably got 6. But let's say the average state has got 60 or 80 counties. Each county's got different laws. Each town inside each county has got different laws. So who the hell knows? But in the Michael Jackson case, Santa Barbara, California, they've come up with a new tactic. Just like our old friend Kenneth Starr, what they've done is they've contacted Michael Jackson's former employees. And this fella, I forget what his name is. He sounds crazy just by his name. Sneddon. Guy named Sneddon. Santa Barbara County District Attorney Tom Sneddon. What he's doing is contacting former Jackson employees and telling them, if you don't give me a story, if you don't testify for us, we're going to charge you with accessory. See, I said it like Bush again. We're going to charge you with an accessory. So what are these poor bastards supposed to do? Like Julie Steele? Like Susan McDougal? When you're told you have two options, give me what I want or go to prison, what do? Do you sell out your old friend? And again, Michael Jackson could be guilty. If he's guilty and they are semi-reluctant to come forward, and they, you know, that may be one thing. But I don't like this business. Sidebar. Say you're watching Law and Order, and I don't know how real Law and Order is. They get a guy in there and they start sweating him. Hey, if you don't tell me where I can find the guy, we're going to charge you with accessory. Now, murder is different. If you're chasing a blowjob, you don't threaten people with death in prison. But if you got a dead body and you're someone's perceived as helping the guy get away, little threat I think we can live with. But just as a rule, I don't like this, give us something or we're going to charge you too. If there's evidence that the former employees knew, then that's one thing. If they say, hey, we know you were in the room, we know you saw it, fine, that's one thing. But this Sneddon guy, he seems to want Michael Jackson too badly. He wants him real badly. He reminds me of this Chief Moose with the sniper back in D.C. Sneddon, you know, he'll be running for governor. Have I ever been wrong about that? Remember that idiot in Mississippi or Alabama, whatever it is, with the Ten Commandments? I told you long while that was cooking, while it was still in the oven, I said he's going to run for governor or president or something. And yep, here he comes. He's wanting to challenge Bush in the primary. Check that out. What a nut he is. But when these guys, they try to get famous off a case, and they run in front of the cameras, and of course, if Michael Jackson turns out to be found innocent or proven innocent, this guy's not going to be the governor of anything. He's not going to be dog catcher. He's not going to be the Santa Barbara County District Attorney anymore if he goes way out on this limb and doesn't come back with a conviction. If he can't get a conviction fairly, he wants to manufacture one. I don't like that. Again, Michael Jackson could be guilty. Kobe Bryant could be guilty. Scott Peterson could be guilty. If the government decides you're guilty and they don't have any rules they have to play by, you're going to be found guilty even if you're out of the city or the state at the time. Sneddon guy, he's trying to be Ken Starr. He wants to put everyone he can find in jail unless they give him some dirt on the man he wants to hang. I don't know if that's America. You think it is?
Don't touch that dial. Though you don't have a dial because you're probably listening to this on the computer.